It's Monday, May 22nd, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 13th, six gunmen attacked the Al-Masalma Coptic Church in Omdurman, Sudan, reports Christian Solidarity Worldwide. They came to the church in a car and shot four men, including a priest named Arsenius and his son. They also stabbed the church guard before looting the building for 2 hours. Providentially, all five victims who received treatment at a private hospital have since recovered. However, they were unable to access the largest hospital in the area, as it is currently under the control of the Rapid Support Forces. The Sudanese armed forces had cut off the electricity. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Last Thursday, three FBI whistleblowers testified before Congress that the FBI unjustly investigated Americans and pressured staff to, quote, reclassify cases as domestic violent extremism, and even manufactured such cases where they may not otherwise exist, end quote, reports The Blaze. The three on-the-record FBI whistleblowers accused the agency of, quote, retaliatory conduct, end quote, after they spoke out about the Bureau's, quote, abuse and misconduct and politicized rot, end quote. Suspended FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, along with former Special Agent Stephen Friend and suspended Supervisory Intelligence Agent George Hill, spoke before the House Judiciary Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government hearing. According to O'Boyle, after he came forward with the allegations, the FBI retaliated against him by relocating him to an office on the other side of the country. O'Boyle claimed that when he arrived for his first day of work at the Newfield office, he was informed by the FBI that he was being placed on unpaid suspension. The whistleblower stated that the agency effectively left him and his family, quote, homeless, end quote, and prevented him from accessing their belongings, which were still in FBI storage because of the recent relocation. North Dakota Republican Representative Kelly Armstrong asked O'Boyle what advice he would give to future government whistleblowers. Listen.
If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, "I have this thing that is being covered up, and I think the American people need to know about it," what advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard, and I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it, but the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
Last Friday, Pastor Tim Keller died of pancreatic cancer, reports the Christian Post. The founding pastor of the 5,000-member Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City and the author of The Prodigal Son and The Reason for God, he was 72 years old. According to the New York Times, Keller was open to Christians aligning with various political parties, liberal or conservative. In his words, quote, "Thoughtful Christians, all trying to obey God's call, could reasonably appear at different places on the political spectrum, with loyalties to different political strategies," end quote. Just prior to the reversal of Roe v. Wade last year, Keller wrote on the politics of abortion. He said, quote, "I know abortion is a sin, but the Bible does not tell me the best political policy to decrease or end abortion in this country, nor which political or legal policies are most effective to that end," end quote, reports the Christian Post. And on evolution, in his book The Reason for God on pages 97 and 98, Keller taught that, quote, "God guided some kind of process of natural selection," end quote. The finance ministers for the Group of Seven Nations in Japan had one simple question for Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. What is going on with the U.S. debt ceiling? Around the world, experts have been watching in disbelief as the U.S. flirts with its first default, fearful of the potential international economic ramifications and astonished by the global superpower's brush with self-sabotage, reports the Washington Post. One White House reporter was understandably concerned.
Right now, the nation's debt exceeds 100% of its GDP. This has happened twice in U.S. history, once during World War II and once now, the last couple of years. How is it not a crisis when the country literally owes more than it's worth?
And finally, in the course of defending the surgical and chemical, quote, gender transitioning, end quote, of children, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declared that the children of America, quote, belong to all of us, end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Upset with the growing number of states that are outlawing puberty blockers and mutilating surgeries for minors, Jean-Pierre, a self-professed lesbian, spoke candidly to a far-left feminist website named Jezebel, no doubt in honor of the evil Queen Jezebel of the Old Testament.
I've met a lot of parents of trans kids in the past couple of months who have told me these devastating stories, whether they're in Texas or Oklahoma or wherever they are, saying how they now have to seriously consider leaving their state to protect their child. And that's something that we have to call out and continue to be very clear about, that these are kids. These are our kids. They belong to all of us.
1 Timothy 3:4 describes one of the key virtues of a man worthy of being an elder. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. Biblically speaking, minors are under the proper guidance of their parents, not the state. And those parents should not sign off on puberty blockers or disfiguring surgeries. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, May 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.